Okay. So, as we approach the end of the month of Elul, and we're coming closer to the Yamim Noraim, you know, it's best to look into the parshios that surround this time to kind of get an idea as how to best prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. So when we look at this past week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, there's a certain word that keeps on reappearing and creeping up. The pasuk says, Chafav Ted Zayin, Hayom hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavcha lasos es hachukim ha'ila ves hamashpatim v'shamarta v'azhita osam b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nashecha. On this day, your God commands you to perform these decrees, the statutes, and you shall observe them and before them with all your heart and with all your soul. Kind of a renewing of the commitments that we once made. And then again, Pes Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayitzav Moshe Ziknei Yisrael Esa Amlei Mor, and Moshe and the Ziknei and the elders commanded Bnei Yisrael, saying, Shmor Es HaKol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom. Keep all the commandments that I command you today. And then again, Chav Zayin Pasuk Tes, Vayidaber Moshe VaKohanim VaLevim El Kol Yisrael Leimor. Haskes Shma Yisrael, be attentive and listen, Yisrael. Hayom Hazeh, this day, Neitzalam LaHashem Elokecha, you became a nation to Hashem, your God. Ushamata Bekol Hashem Elokecha, Vasita Et Mitzvosav, Ves Chukav, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha, Hayom. Keep all the mitzvos that I am commanding to you today. Chavchet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayayim Shamo Tishma Bekol Hashem Elokecha, Lishmor Lasos, Es Kol Mitzvosav, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha, Hayom. And it will be if you listen to all the mitzvos, all the commandments that Hashem commands you today. And Hashem will make you supreme on all the inhabitants of all the nations of the land. Again, Perek Chavchet, Pasuk Yud Ted Vav. V'hayayim lo tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha lishmor lasos es kol mitzvosav v'chukol. And it will be if you do not listen to all of the commandments that Hashem commands you today, then what will happen? And all these curses that we find in the parsha are going to come to you and they're going to overtake you. And again, the emphasis on this word Hayom continues into the opening of the next 2 weeks parsha. We have at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim and again in the beginning of Parshas Vayelach. Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim proclaims, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You are all standing here Hayom, today. Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, before Hashem your God, Rashechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. All of the elders, your heads, the heads of your tribe, your elders, all of your officers, all the men of Bnei Yisrael. And again, what is the significance of the word Hayom in this pasuk? And again, this emphasis continues in Parshas, the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, where Moshe proclaims, Vayelech Moshe Vayedaber Es Hadrama Ela El Kol Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, Ben Me'av Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. Moshe proclaims, I am 120 years old today. Lo Chal Od Latzeis V'Lavo. I can no longer just come in and go out. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, takes note of this, and Chazal write, "Vayomar aleihem ben me'av esrim shana anochi hayom." Moshe said to them, "I am 120 years old today." Umat hamud lomar hayom. But what's the significance of Moshe saying today? Hayom malu yamayu shnotai lamzecha shakadosh baruch hu yoshev u'memalei shnoseihem shel tzadikim miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh shne'amar et mispar yamecha emalei. So Moshe is saying today that all of my days are full, teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he makes full the days of tzaddikim from day to day and from month to month. As it says in Shemos, the number of your days I will make full. But we still need to understand why Moshe used the word Hayom, indicating that his days and years were now full. So again, just to recap, we've just been noticing that in Parshas Kisavo and the beginning of Vayelech and the opening of Nitzavim, we have this extreme emphasis on the word Hayom. It's all about Hayom. I command you today. And if you don't listen today, if you do listen, you will be supreme. If you don't listen today, then you will get the curses. Again, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. The recurrence of this word. And so in order to better understand this, we need to look into the Sifrei Chassidus who interpret the pasuk Atem Nitzavim Hayom as an allusion to Rosh Hashanah. As explained in the Zohar, which quotes the pasuk in Iyov, "Vayhi hayom vayavo bnei ha'elohim lehitayasev al Hashem," and it was on that day, and the angels came to stand before God. "Vayavo gam hasatan v'tochan," and also the Satan came amongst them. "Vayhi hayom del Rosh Hashanah tekadosh baruch hu keim lemidin alma," and what is this day that? This day refers to Rosh Hashanah, which Hashem comes and He judges the world. Thus, the word Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the explanation of the pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you are all standing here today on Rosh Hashanah, Kulchem Lifnei Hashem, all of you before Hashem, because why? On Rosh Hashanah, all of the creation passes before Hashem, kivnei maron, like sheep, each and every person, rasheichem, like the pasuk continues, shivteichem, zikneichem, vishotreichem, kol ish Yisrael. It doesn't matter if you're the head of the tribe, if you're an officer, whoever you are, kol ish Yisrael, every single person passes before God in judgment. There is no escaping this fate. And there are those that add that the Torah is hinting to us, how can you be found zakai in such a judgment? How can you be acquitted? And what's the key? The Sifrei Chasidim say that it's achdus, it's unity. Kulchem lifnei Hashem. If you're all united before God through this achdus, that will be the skula to mitigate the din. That way you will leave zakai, you will be acquitted. With all this said, we have to understand why Rosh Hashanah is Hayom and what practically we can learn from this description. How does the description of Hayom guide us and inform us as to what our avoda, what our work is, what job we have to do at this time? So in order to answer this, I think we need to start by looking into Rashi's commentary on the word Hayom. At the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, Rashi writes, "Lama nismecha parshas atem nitzavim laklalot?" What is the simichas parshios? What is the connection? Why is the passage of atem nitzavim, you are standing here today, juxtaposed with the klalos, the curses that we find in the parsha before? And he says, "Lefi shashamo Yisrael mea klalot chaser shtayim," because Bnei Yisrael heard 100 curses minus 2, which equals 98. In addition to the 49 curses that they've already heard in Toras Kohanim, namely Sefer Vayikra, horiku pneihem, their faces became pale. V'amru, mi yuchal amud be'elu? Hitzchil Moshe lefaisan. They said, you know, how can anyone bear such a thing? If we don't listen, if we don't follow, we have this whole list of curses, the worst things that could happen to a person. Who can bear such a thing? Hitchil Moshe lefaisam. Moshe starts to appease them. He says, "Atem nitzavim hayom. You are standing here today. Harbeich astem lamakom. Yeah, you angered Hashem a lot. There were things that you did wrong. V'lo asatchem klayav. But Hashem didn't destroy you. Kayam vuhu, vahare atem kayamim lafanav. And what? You are still standing here today. You're still alive. Hayom ki yom hazeh shehu kayam vuhu me afil umair, kach ha'ir lachem, v'kach atid la'ir lachem, v'kalov ha'yisrun mekayamim eschem umasevin eschem lafanav. Says, today you exist before Him just like Hayom, just like the day exists, and it becomes light, and it becomes morning, but it still continues, it still exists. And He will, there, so too, Hashem, did He in the past give you light? And so too in the future will He give you light. And the klalot, the curses and the yisurin, the suffering, sustain you and keep you standing before Him. And the Chasam Sofer comments in his parish on the words Atem Nitzavim, that the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, who lived in this world for 147 years, protects us from the 49 klalos that we have in Parshas Bechukosai and the 98 klalos that we have in Parshas Kisavo, which together add up to 147. And the Chasam Sofer writes, "Mekubalim anachnu ki kaf mem zayin shnot Yaakov meginim al tochecha shebetoras kohanim mem tes ushebemishna torah tzadichas v'yetchafchu levracha ayidei shenosav shel Yaakov." Says we have this Kabbalah, we have this tradition that the 147 years that Yaakov Avinu lived, it protects us from the rebuke, the curses that we got in Parshas Bechukosai and the ones in Parshas Kisavo. And somehow through the years of Yaakov Avinu, the 147 curses are changed into bracha. And somehow it absolves us in judgment. And it's based on this, the Chakal Yitzchak in Parshas Vayechi explains the tefillah that we say during the Yom HaNoraim. We say, Be'ein me'litzio sheram mu magid pesha, tagid li'yakov, devar chok u'mishpato v'tzakenu b'mishpat ha'melech ha'mishpat. We say when there's no one to advocate us, for us, right? Against the accuser. We're up against the wall and we have no one there to stand before us. Who do we call? Not Abraham, not Yitzchak, we're calling Yaakov to come before us, and then Hashem, you can absolve us in the judgment, O King of Judgment. And it's based on what we just said that we can understand why specifically Yaakov is mentioned in this piyut, because it's in the merit of Yaakov's 147 years that protects us from the 147 klalos. And he writes, "Be'ein me'litzio sharmul magid pesha, she'ein me'litzio sharmul hamakatreg hamagid pesha, v'rotzelo orer chas v'shalom al Yisrael kaf mem zayin klalo shebeparshia satochachos." When the Satan is standing, when the accuser is standing before us, and he wants to bring about the 147 klalos that we heard from Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavon, we don't know what. We don't know what to do. We say Tagid LeYaakov Devar Chok U'Mishpat Sheteoweres Chuto Shel Yaakov Avinu Shakai Chai BeKedusha VeTahara Kuf Mem Zayin Shanim VeAl Yedei Zeh VeTzakenu BeMishpat HaMelech HaMishpat. So what do? We arouse. We bring about the. We mention those 147 years that Yaakov Avinu lived in Kedusha, and we hope that through this we'll merit a good judgment. But we have to understand why it's specifically Yaakov's 147 years that protect us from these 147 klalos. Someone who I always love to quote, the Shvili Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedman, explains this whole, this all these questions that we've been asking, based on the way the Yismach Moshe discusses the Medrash Haggadah quoted by Rashi. And it's very fascinating. A lot of times we read over, you know, Rashi's fast and we say, oh yeah, what's the juxtaposition? But when we pay attention to the words of Rashi, sometimes there's real questions that stands out at us. And that's what Yismach Moshe does when he mentions this Medrash Haggadah that Rashi quotes. What do we say? Lefisha Shamo Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shayim. In the Rashi in Atem Nitzavim says, because B'nai Yisrael heard 100 klalos minus 2, horiku p'nehem v'amru, miyuchal la'amod be'lo, their faces became pale, and they said, how can we bear this? But we have to understand, why does the Medrash say 100 minus 2 klalos, right? If there's 98 klalos, if there's 98 curses, the Medrash should have just said, they heard 98 curses. But the Medrash says, because they heard 100 curses minus 2. Furthermore, how does Moshe's response of Hatem Nitzavim Hayom, Harbei Hachasem L'Makom V'lo Asetchem Kliyah V'Harei Atem Kaimim L'Fanav? Yeah, although you angered Hashem greatly, nevertheless, He didn't annihilate you and you exist before Him now. How does that console them? How does that relieve B'nai Yisrael of their intense fear of these horrible klalos, these horrible curses that were mentioned for not keeping the mitzvos? Obviously, the Torah doesn't list all these curses for no reason. So how does that relieve them? How does that give them any level of comfort? Rav Pinchas Friedman says that this can be understood based on the Maimer from the Zohar. From a Maimer from the Zohar. It says, according to the Zohar, Elio Navi appears to Rashbi, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the cave as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's emissary, in order to reveal to him all of the promises and all of the nechamos, all of the consolation, which are hidden within the klalos of Parshas Kisavo, that are hidden within all these horrible curses that we read this past week's Parsha. And so here's the Hebrew interpretation of the Zohar. Amar le Rabbi Shimon Eliyahu. Rabbi Shimon says to Eliyahu, "Pe'izim makom niglasa geula san shel Yisrael be'elu haklalos." What is the place that the geula is revealed in these curses? Amar lo el Eliyahu. Eliyahu says to him, "Tashkiach v'tadayek b'makom hara mikulan." Go through these 98 klalos, and in the place that is the worst curse of them all, shamhi. That's where you're going to find the geula. Hashkiach Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon looks. V'dayek umatsa shehamakom hu b'mikra shekatuv in Dvarim chafchet. V'hayu chayecha. So Rabbi Shimon looks and he finds it. He finds the pasuk. He says, and the pasuk says, v'hayu chayecha tluyim lach mineged. Your life is going to basically hang before you in limbo. You will be fearful day and night. You will have no You will have no reassurance in your life. Basically, you won't know if this minute you're going to live or the next minute you're going to die. The af al pi sheyodim achaverim hazman osam achayim tluyim lefaneim v'safik. Basically, you don't know. Everything is in doubt. You don't know what's going to be with your life. The ikar hu v'nechonim hazvarim. And Elio says, you know, this is the essence, and these words are true. This is the harshness of the klalos, and this is where you're going to find the geula. So at first glance, this is very puzzling. You know, where in this pasuk is there any allusion to the geula? We said, v'hayu chayim chayecha tuluyim lach mineged. You're basically, your life is going to hang before you. Imagine like on a string, you're in limbo. U'pachata t'layla v'yomam. You're going to be fearful day and night. You will not have 1 minute of menucha. Not 1 minute of rest or respite. Below time in b'chayecha, you have no faith in your life. How do we see that this is some sort of geula? That there's some sort of redemption hinted to in this curse? I mean, can you imagine a worse life of constantly feeling worried and scared and concerned and not knowing if you're coming and you're going? You have absolutely no peace of mind. So the Yaros Devash, Rav Yonasan Ivishis, explains beautifully based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kufnan Zayin Amid Aleph writes, Tanan Atam Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha. Rabbi Eliezer says, you need to do tshuva, you need to return 1 day before you die. Sha'alu Talmidav Shal Rabbi Eliezer. So his Talmidim, his students asked him, V'chi Adam Yodea Ezehu Yom Yamos. But Rabbi Eliezer, like, how do I know when to do this? Does any person actually know what day they're going to die? Amar Lahan, he said to them, V'kol Shekein, even more so, Yashuv Hayom, Shema Yamos Lamachar. A person should do tshuva today because he doesn't know. Maybe tomorrow he's going to die. V'nimtza kol yamav b'tshuva. And therefore, because he doesn't know when he's going to die, he's going to find that every day he's going to be involved in tshuva because he doesn't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And in this day, his whole life will be a constant state of tshuva. So we learn from this that if a Jew wants to serve Hashem with sincere and complete tshuva and ma'asim tovim and good deeds, he has to imagine to himself that today is the last day of his life. And if he really believed that today was the last day of his life, then he would surely, you know, fill every day with Torah and Avodas Hashem. He wouldn't waste any time because that's it. The clock might be running out. I might not have another minute. I might not have another moment. I have to do it now. I can't wait till tomorrow. Like the Yismach Moshe writes, Vaniyam tiktvarav, ki ve'ayos ha'adam choshev ve'emes she'ein lo lechyos rako so hayom. Because if a man thinks, maybe I don't have any more time, I just have today to live. Umi pesi yasur, ina shelo lesimo rak ba'avodas Hashem b'leiv shalem. What kind of fool is going to waste the last day of his life and he's not going to, you know, serve God wholeheartedly and be involved in avodas Hashem properly? V'kol hon bozi avozu lo, ki ma betza b'demi b'riditi al shachas. It quotes a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Bozi Avozu Lo, all the material possessions in this world are worth nothing. Because what value do I have in all this physicality and in money and physical possessions? Can I take it with me to the grave? Al Shachas, Va'al Derech Shemifarshav, Adam Eich Yizkeh B'chol Yom. Lamaves mechakev havein umikol shekein im yale belibo shelo avada dayin Hashem yiparach modo v'kol chayav yamav avru be'efes tikva ve'ein lo rako so hayom v'yuchal eknos bo olamo im yirtzeh. If a person says, Ayvei, my whole life has passed before me, maybe I lost, maybe I have nothing, maybe I didn't do what I was supposed to be doing, there's no hope for me. Efes tikva, nothing, zilch. And all I have is today. I had that opportunity to close olamo, to achieve olam haba in that one day, if he wants. But if not, azayhu ne'evala olam, ula ome olamim. But if he doesn't capitalize on that day, he'll be lost forever and ever. There's no chance. Of course he will be aroused and awakened to serve God with a strong and fiery love and fear, with all of his heart and all of his energy and all of his everything. And if a person lives like this every day, today might be my last day. Of course such a person is going to be a tzaddik. Accordingly, the Yaros Devash explains how the Geula is alluded to in this pasuk. The pasuk we said, "Vayuchayecha tuliyim lach meneged ubacharet laila v'yomam velo tamin bachayecha." This is the harshest of all the klalos, because a person doesn't even have 1 second of menucha. There's no rest. There's no respite, and every day he's worried. Oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to die today. That's it. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But it's specifically in this curse that the key to the geula is found, that the key to the redemption is found. Because it's precisely in the harshest of klolos that Hashem is hinting to Bnei Yisrael the tikkun, the rectification for all of the klolos. That a person should what? He should imagine himself that each day is the last day of his life. And if a person believed that maybe today was the last day of his life, he'll live that way. And that will ensure that he follows Rabbi Eliezer's advice and teachings that what? He's going to be constantly performing tshuva. He's going to be constantly changing and fixing things, because why? Maybe that day is going to be his last. Maybe that day he's going to die. And in that, and if a person lives in that manner, well, he'll merit the geula. Like the Gemara in Yuma says, Gedola tshuva shemekareves es hageula. So great is tshuva that what? It brings closer the geula. The Yaros Devash concludes, "Vizehu raza deporkanasa, deporkana shehi tshuva. Hu merumaz bapasik vayuchayecha tuliyim lach mineged. Shakosha ata ilulam lamus upachara tzayom v'leila ulayachshav azman v'lo tamin v'chayecha ki kol shaa zmana v'im kein tachzor b'tshuva v'zo tiyat smichas haporkana ki akol b'tshuva." What is the secret to the geula? Tshuva. And it's alluded to specifically in this pasuk that your life is hanging before you. Vayuchayecha tuliyim lach. That at any minute you may die. You don't know what's coming, what's going. You have no concept of will there be another day? Will there be another night? And that, and therefore, if you understand that, if you live your life with that type of mindset, you're going to do tshuva. And in that way, you're going to plant the seeds for the geula, because everything is dependent on tshuva. And it's based on the Yaros Devash's insight that the Yismach Moshe explains the Medrash that's brought by Rashi. The Medrash we quoted, Lefisha Shamo Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shayim Chotz Mimem Tes Shabbatoros Kohanim, right? Because Bnei Yisrael heard these 100 Klalos minus 2, which equals 98, Horiku Pnehem, their faces became pale. The Amru, and they said, Miyuchal La'amod Be'elo, but they said, how can we bear these? In truth, there's really 100 Klalos, there's 100 curses in Parshas Kisavo. However, the two harshest ones are found in the psukim we've been referring to. Vayuchach ayecha tuliyim lach meneged upekhadeta ilayla v'yomam v'lo tamin b'chayecha. Baboker tomar mi mitein erev. Uba erev tomar mi yitein boker. Mipachad levavcha asher tevachid mamar'e enecha asher tereh. You're going to be so fearful. There's two klolos in here. Baboker tomar mi itin erev. In the morning, you're going to say, will there be night? Uba erev tomar mi itin boker. And in the night, you're going to say, will there be morning? You're going to be constantly worried about your life. The Medrash is saying, therefore, that there's really 100 klolos minus these two, because in truth, these two klolos, baboker tomar mi itin erev, and the erev tomar mi itin boker, in reality, are tremendous brachos. They're sources of blessing because they allude to the source of the geula. But when Bnei Yisrael heard these two klalos, they didn't comprehend that they really can be the source of a bracha. And therefore, their faces became pale. And they said, "Mi yuchal la'amod be'elo? Who can bear such a thing? How can you live a life that every minute you're worried, maybe I'm going to die. Maybe I don't have another minute." Therefore, the Medrash says, "Hitzchil Moshe lefaisam." Moshe tries to appease them, and he says, "Atem itavim hayom, harvei achastem lemakom, velo asetchem klaya, v'arei atem kaimim lefanav." Moshe specifically attempted to console them regarding these two klolos, because he wanted them to understand, "No, Bnei Yisrael, they're not really curses; they really can be brachos." And how does he allude to that? By saying, "Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem." In other words, if your goal in Avodas Hashem, if the goal in your Avodas Hashem is to picture yourself that every single day, "Atem nitzavim hayom," you're standing here today, and today might be your last. It's just now or never. It's do or die. It's hayom. That's it. By doing so, by living such a life, by having such a thought process, you can correct and nullify all of the klalos, all of the curses. And this is why Hashem hinted to specifically in the two harshest klalos of your life is hanging and you don't know today or tomorrow, will there be night, will there be morning? What is he hinting to? You have to serve Hashem as if you don't know if tomorrow's going to come. It's now or never. That's it. This is the only chance I have. You don't know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. And in this way, with this mindset, with this attitude, that's how you can fix your chataim. That's how you can rectify the things that you've done in the past. And this is exactly Moshe's consolation to Bnei Yisrael. Atem nitzavim hayom. You're standing here today. Yes, in the past you've caused, you know, a lot of anger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you've done things that were not so great. V'lo asatchem klaya. But nevertheless, you're still standing here. God didn't destroy you. He didn't annihilate you. Why? Because you were able to fix your averus with a tshuva shlema. Because what? Atem nitzavim hayom. You stood before God with this attitude of hayom. Today. That it was your last day. And because you had this attitude, you still exist before Him. And therefore, Bnei Yisrael, you should feel confident and reassured that you have the ability to fix and to nullify all of the klalos. And it's based on this that we can understand the message that Yaakov left to the future generations before he left this world. Parshas Vayechi, the Pasuk says, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav, Yaakov called to his children, Vayomer, Hi Asfu Va'agido Lachem Es Asher Yikre Eschem Va'achris Hayamim. Loosely, we translate this as Yaakov's calling to them and telling them, you know, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the end of days. But according to what we've been saying, Yaakov is saying to his children, you want to know in what merit you're going to be able to bring the Geula closer? You want to know how you're going to get to that end point? What's the end game? Be'achris hayamim. If you treat each and every day like it's the achris hayamim, like it's the last day of your life, and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such, then that is how you're going to bring about the Geula. Hayom, we said, also refers to Rosh Hashanah. Like we say in our Tfilos on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom haras olam, hayom ya'amid b'mishpat kol yitzurei olamim. Today is the day the world was conceived. Today is the day that the world was created. And on this day, everyone, the whole world is going to stand before God in judgment. Yet what's the connection between the fact that the world was created and conceived on Rosh Hashanah and that it's also a day of judgment? The Ran, in its commentary on the Rif, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah answers, V'yesh l'sh'ol, lama adan nidun b'Rosh Hashanah yoter mi'b'shar yamim? Why is man judged more on Rosh Hashanah than he is on any other day of the world, of the year? Teirutz davar, Lamanu me digirsinan bispipsikta. B'shem Rabbi Elezer ditanya b'chaf hei be'elol nivra olam. On the 25th of Elul, the world was created. V'garsina antan hatam b'psikta nimtza omer b'Rosh Hashanah nivra adam harishon. And on Rosh Hashanah, man was created. Sha'ar rishona ala b'machshava. In the first hour, you know, God thought about creating him. Shnia nityaitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu imamalchei ha'sha'aretz. In the second hour, God spoke to and... can't think of the word, something with a C, I'll get it later. Consulted, thank you. Late at night, consulted with the Malachim. Bishlosha kanas afro, bedalad gavlo, behei, rakmo, bevav asau golan. Basically, between the third and sixth hours, man's physical form was created from dust and from soil. Bezayin zarakbo neshama, in the seventh hour, God gave him a soul. Beches hechniso legan eden, and the eighth hour, he brought him to Gan Eden. Betishit nitztava, shalo echom etadas. On the ninth hour, he was commanded not to eat from the etadas. Ve'acharisrei nidun, and on the eleventh hour he was judged. B'shteimisrei yatzad b'dimos, and on the 12th hour he was acquitted. He was yatzad zakai. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Zeh siman levanecha. This is a sign for your children. K'shem shamadat lefanai b'din b'yom zeh v'yatzata b'dimos. Just like Adam, you stood before me on this day and you were acquitted. Kach asidim b'necha liyos omdim lefanai b'din. So too in the future, your children will stand before me in judgment by Yom Zeh on this day, v'yotzin b'dimos, and they will be acquitted. V'kol zeh emasai v'chodesh hashvi'i v'chel l'chodesh. And when did this all happen? In the seventh month on the first day, which is Aleph Tishrei. So on Rosh Hashanah, Adam was created, and sinned by partaking in the Eitz Hadas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him, and on that day he decreed that eventually he's going to die, because we know before he partook from the Eitz Hadas, Adam was to live forever. And Hashem decreed that he's going to have to work for his sustenance, like the Pasuk says, "Bezeyas apecha tocha lechem." By the sweat of your brow you will eat bread, meaning it's no longer going to be picking it off the tree, you're going to have to actually toil for your sustenance. And Adam HaRishon encompasses all of mankind, as everyone obviously stems from him. And so too, they are also judged annually on this day. Each individual is put before God to see, is he still guilty of rebelling and disobeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, like Adam HaRishon did in Gan Eden? If so, Chas V'Shalom, he's subject to the decree of death, and the decree to toil for his sustenance. But if a person performs tshuva and he corrects his ways, Hashem forgives him, just like he forgave Adam HaRishon. As we know that Adam HaRishon did not die on that day, and he lived for many, many hundreds of years after that. It is actually along the same lines of our discussion till now that the Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer Chas De'Avos, explains Hashem's warning to Adam HaRishon. And Hashem says, in Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Yudayin, "U'me'etz hadas tovara lo tochlu." And from the tree, the Eitz Hadas, you should not eat, ki bayom achalcha mimeno, because on the day that you eat from it, mos tamos, you will die, you will surely die. And we have to understand, why did Hashem say, ki bayom achalcha mimeno, mos tamos? On that day that you eat, that you partake from the tree, you're going to die. I mean, honestly, would it really make a difference if Adam would have died the next day? I mean, surely death should have been enough of a deterrent. Why does Hashem specifically say, Adam, you eat on that day, bayom hazeh, on that day that you eat, that's the day you're going to die. And he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was suggesting to Adam the very idea that we've been saying until now. Adam, do you want to know how you're going to be able to overcome the enticement and the persuasion of the Nachash? How are you going to survive? The Nachash is coming at you with all of these things. Look at this, do that. The world has so many beautiful things and it's so enticing to do all these other things. How can we survive? And what is Hashem telling Adam HaRishon? Ki bayom al-chacha mimenu mos tamus. Adam, do you want to know what the secret is? Do you want to know how you're going to be able to withstand the pressure and the enticement of the Nachash? Because you have to imagine that day is the last day of your life. Ki bayom achalcha, on the very day that you're going to eat, you're going to die. That's it. It's going to be the end. If you imagine that that's the last day of your life, Adam, you won't succumb to the enticement of the Nachash and to the things in the world that the Nachash represents that are pulling us away from the things that we're supposed to be doing. And it's based on this that the Ben Ish Chai goes further to explain the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid, Va'atem hadvekim ba'ashem elokechem chayem kuchem hayom. That you all who cleave to God, you're living here today. Because if a person believes that he has a lot of years to live, what's the matter? Today, tomorrow, I have another 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years to live. He's going to be negligent in the service of Hashem. Because he's going to say, I have a lot of time to make it up. There's always tomorrow. There's always the next day. There's always next week. There's always next year. And then he'll never make things right and he'll never do tshuva. Therefore, v'atem hadvekim b'Hashem elokeichem. If you want to be someone who's going to be close to Hashem, who's going to be davuk to him, like devik, like glue, who's going to be attached and cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, how do you do it? Chayim kuchem hayom. You got to imagine to yourself, hayom, today, that's it. It's the only day of my life. And it's if you have this attitude, if you have this mindset of hayom, you're going to live your life with dveikus. You're going to live your life trying to do what's right because you think that maybe I won't have another chance. I won't have tomorrow. And therefore, I'm going to be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to serve him in the proper way. And it's based on this that we can better understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sarichet, Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks Mashiach, Mashiach, when are you going to come? And Mashiach says to him, Hayom, today. And so then the day passes, and Mashiach doesn't come. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he complains to Eliyahu HaNavi, and he says, Eliyahu HaNavi, Mashiach said he's going to come today. Like, what's going on? The day passed and he's not here. So Eliyahu HaNavi explains to him that Mashiach was implying that he was going to come, Hayom, like the Pasuk in Dilim says, Hayom im b'kolo tishmu'u. Today, he's only going to come, but only if you listen to his words, to the Hashem. But it's based on what we learned, we can say what Mashiach we can explain what Mashiach's answer was. Mashiach wasn't saying, Hayom, I'm going to come today. He's saying to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, you want to know when I'm going to come? Hayom. When you live your life, Hayom. When you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like today can be your last, that is the type of life. That is the type of service that's going to bring the Geula and bring Mashiach. And it's in the same manner that we can understand Moshe Rabbeinu's statement to Bnei Israel in Parshas Vayelech. Moshe Rabbeinu says also, a now new popular Mordechai Shapiro song, Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. I am 120 years old today. And what was Moshe telling Bnei Israel? We're coming to the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. These are his last messages, his last words to Bnei Yisrael. What's he saying? He's saying to Bnei Yisrael that throughout my 120 years in this world, I live them hayom. I live them as each day could have been my last. And that's how I treated each and every day. Ben Mea Ve'esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. That was the secret to my life, to my 120 years. It was Hayom. It was the attitude that each and every day is so important because it could be my last. So as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we prepare now for Hayom, which is Rosh Hashanah, the day in which all of mankind passes before God in judgment. We need to take to heart the lessons of Parshas Kisavo, of Parshas Nitzavim, of Parshas Vayelech, and remember that we need to live each and every day Hayom, as if it's our last day on earth. And in this way, if we live with this attitude, with this mindset of Hayom, that it's now or never, it's do or die, I might not have another opportunity, there might not be tomorrow, there might not be another chance to do this good deed, or this mitzvah, or fix this thing, then we will be able to achieve Tzveikus with Hashem, closest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva, and we'll be able to nullify all of the curses and bring the Geula closer. Ksiva v'chasima tova.